Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 24, 2009. A patient dies in Gaza due to the continued Israeli siege, while Israeli police attack an Arab town in Israel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian woman was reported dead on Tuesday after the Israeli military barred her from leaving Gaza for medical care. Hayat Khalil, 46, from Gaza City, had cancer. Doctors said that she had all the documents needed to leave Gaza, but still the Israeli army refused to allow her to travel. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported that with Khalil's death, the number of patients who died due to the 21-month-long Israeli siege on Gaza have reached 312. The ministry says that due to the siege, in March alone, 21 patients died, among them 5 children. Doctors in Gaza reported that 1,000 Palestinian patients have all the necessary documents to leave Gaza, but Israel still refused to allow them to travel, endangering their lives. On Monday night, a Palestinian youth was seriously wounded when the Israeli Navy shelled an area in Al-Sudaniya, northeast of Gaza City. The Israeli police attacked residents and local community leaders in the Arab town of Al-Fahim, northern Israel, on Tuesday, injuring 8 civilians, including one critically. The police attack came after local residents tried to stop Israeli right-wing groups from conducting a march into the Arab town, a move that is seen by the local community as provocative. Witnesses said that thousands of police officers have been deployed since early Tuesday morning. They added that police officers fired tear gas at homes knowing that there are children inside. Medical sources said that 8 were injured, including one critically. Among those injured was Sheikh Raed Salah, the head of the Islamic movement in Israel. The residents of Al-Fahim have closed their shops and businesses since Tuesday morning as an act of protest to the right-wingers' march that was allowed after a court ruling last month. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.